I, Madam, draw the attention of the Honorable Minister to an important committee set up by the Government of India in 1998 under the chairmanship of Mr. Niyogi, who was asked to inquire into the various problems of railway road coordination. Their preliminary report appeared some time ago and it was even circulated to all the state governments for their opinion. But to my regret, I have to say that the work of this committee has been very much hindered as a result of the indifference and, may I say, careless negligence on the part of the state government as well as on the part of the ministry concerned in taking up this question and in pursuing it so that we may be able to have a clear and comprehensive picture of the transport situation in the country. Now, railway transport, like any other mode of transport, is suffering under a major handicap, the handicap being that we do not know, nor does the railway minister know, what the exact quantum of transport requirement in the country is and what the rising demand is which the railways are expected to cater to in future. Certain targets which have been worked out in the 10th plan have been given to us. In the 9th plan, we were given certain targets. But unfortunately, Madam, may I point out that all those targets were either gross underestimates or exaggerations. Throughout, we have been seen that we have not been able to have a well-coordinated and progressive development of the transport system and in particular the railway system in the country. So anything we suggest today will have that kind of air of unreality. Without knowing fully or adequately what exactly the transport needs in the country are, we are not in a position to discuss or dilate upon the problems of the railways or the transport itself. Madam, last year when I was speaking on the budget, I pointed out that there had been planning of some sort, but within the planning there had not been sufficient planning in the functioning of the administration. There has not been planning in carrying out the various phases of the program enunciated in the plan or in the budget. Frequently, we come across the statement by the Honorable Minister that the railways have not been able to fulfill certain things. I went through the pages of the budget paper and also the speech of the